Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Want to get away? Time for us now to spend some time with Pauline Frommer, who is a part of the Frommer family, Frommer's News. The Frommer family has been responsible over the years for great travel deals, travel promotion, all the travel information, the travel guides are at frommers.com. Pauline will join us. I'm going to challenge her in a moment to find me a seat. All of these sites that I see, I get email from this site and that site, $84, $89, travel now, buy today. I can't find a seat to California for less than $490. So let's see. Let's see what we can find here in a moment to help you as you prepare to travel this summer here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever wondered what your kids dream about when they say they have a bad dream? Well, chances are their dreams have pretty standard themes. Here's the social and developmental science of it. Kids often dream about failing at some simple task or chore, and there's always the one about being caught naked, but usually that doesn't happen until adolescence. But if a child has a bad dream, here's what to do. First, get them back to bed as quickly as possible. Next morning, ask them what they dreamed about and then reassure them. You may get a clue that something deeper is bothering the child. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, dreams may be just as real to your child as they think real life is. Just make sure they know the difference. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Free ICU is a mind-reading app.
What?
Can you read my mind right now?
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
Free ICU.
Struck out.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
56 past the hour now. Welcome back from France, Pauline Frommer. How was your trip?
It was wonderful. I was there as part of the contest. They created a temporary apartment in the Eiffel Tower. And my big advice to anybody who's going to join a travel contest, have a passport. The people who won didn't have passports, so we had to go to the second place winners. Really sad.
Really? Isn't that silly?
Yeah, crazy stuff.
But I've
you'd
heard,
think you'd have a passport.
Well, I mean, if you're entering a contest like that, you think it would have common sense to have a passport.
Yeah.
But even so, I've heard over the years that less than a third of Americans have passports. And I find that
It's about 38%. About 10 years ago, when it became necessary to have one to go to Canada and Mexico, the number went up a bit. But it's still only 38%.
And so from that pool, the airlines fill up planes going from the East Coast and the Midwest to Europe and the Middle East and, you know, that direction.
All parts of the globe. Sure.
Exactly. There's the same on the West Coast. And you think, well, if everybody had a passport, imagine how many more people would go, because it isn't. When you look at the prices of traveling in America, the price of traveling, at least this year, to London, for example, isn't much more than trying to grab a seat to go from Boston to L.A. It's pathetic.
People are a little nervous about going to Europe this year. They shouldn't be. As someone who just got back from Paris, I can say it's just as safe as our communities, although I don't know if that says that much this week.
Well, that's
but,
it.
But the problem is, there's decreased capacity on some routes in the United States. Prices are down from last year, but some routes are filling up.
Couldn't prove it by me. I'm trying to get a seat to go to L.A. in a couple of weeks, and I'm usually pretty good. You know, I usually kind of slide in, and not so now.
Right.
What will give us 30 seconds on what you think the events in Orlando that we're talking about will do to tourism there and to prices?
They could slow down tourism. I mean, it was not only the horrific shootings in the club, it was also a big black eye for Disney this week.
Yeah,
right. So I think Disney has to do some big PR work and get the trust back.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine that there aren't going to be a lot of lawsuits. I mean, can you imagine anything so silly as letting people feed the damn alligators? What are they out of their minds?
Crazy.
They
got to
be nuts.
Right.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Glad you're back. Nice to hear from you. Always get the information and appreciate it. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com. F-R-O-M-M-E-R.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.